Track 10, Pitches. If you have already listened to track 9, Time Values, you are now ready to learn how to do the pitches. Please start by putting in the left bracket, then the right bracket, and put your cursor in between the left and right brackets. To ensure that DeckTalk knows to look for phonetic spelling, we are going to put in phonon. We do this by putting in a colon, then type in the word phone, spelled P-H-O-N-E, then put in a space, then type on, spelled O-N, then put the cursor to the right of the right bracket. Now, put in a space, a left bracket, a right bracket, and put your cursor in between the left and right brackets. You are now ready to start learning the pitches. If you are able to write, please pause this CD and go get a paper and pencil. If you can't write, follow along by picturing this information in your mind. Music is made up of musical notes which we will be referring to as pitches. There are 8 pitches that make up a music scale. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and C. From one C to another is called an octave. DeckTalk has 3 octaves, a low octave, a middle octave, and a high octave. Different voices tend to sound better when used with the appropriate octaves. For example, if you wanted to use a low voice, such as Huge Harry, you would use the low octave, C, D, F, G, A, B, C. If you wanted to use a voice with more of a middle range, you might use a voice like Ruff Rita,
C, D, F, G, A, B, C.
And, if you wanted to use a voice with a higher range, you might use a voice like Kit the Kid.
C, D, F, G, A, B, C.
Any voice can sing in any octave, it just won't sound as nice. For example, listen to Huge Harry in the higher octave.
C, D, F, G, A, B, C.
So now, on your sheet of paper, make 3 vertical columns. Do this by drawing 2 lines, starting from the very top of the paper, and go all the way down. Make sure you leave enough room in each column so you can write. You can pause this CD to do this if you need to. Next, we are going to label each column. So at the top of the first column, write in the word low, spelled L-O-W. At the top of the second column, write in the word middle, spelled M-I-D-D-L-E. And at the top of the third column, write the word high, spelled H-I-G-H. You can pause this CD while you do this if you need to. Now, in the first column, write in the numbers, starting from the number 1 through 13, going down. And in the second column, write in the numbers, starting from 13 through 25, going down. And in the third column, write in the numbers, starting from the number 25 through 37, going down. You can pause this CD while you do this if you need to. Now the first pitch that starts and ends all octaves is C. So next to the number 1, write in a C. Next to the number 13 at the bottom of the first column, write in a C. Next to the number 13 at the top of the second column, write in a C. Next to the number 25 at the bottom of the second column, write in a C. Next to the number 25 at the top of the third column, write in a C. And next to the number 37 at the bottom of the third column, write in a C. These C's mark all 3 octaves. Now to speed things up, we are going to just say each pitch, followed by the numbers where you should write them in. Remember, you can pause the CD at any time while you are writing. The D should be written after numbers 3, 15, and 27. The E should be written after numbers 5, 17, and 29. The F should be written after numbers 6, 18, and 30. The G should be written after numbers 8, 20, and 32. The A should be written after numbers 10, 22, and 34. And the B should be written after numbers 12, 24, and 36. These are all the main pitches. These pitches may either have a sharp or a flat. Let's start with the sharp, which looks like a number sign. So after the number 2 in your first column, write in a C, then a number sign. And do the same for numbers 14 and 26. Now, you can remember that the number sign means sharp, because the ends on the number sign look pointy, and if you touch something pointy, it's sharp. Now the flat looks like a lowercase b, and flat means to go down one pitch. So put in the letter D next to the number 3. If that D was followed by a lowercase d, it would mean to go down one pitch. So where we have the C sharp written in by numbers 2, 14, and 26, those numbers can all be flats. So in other words, the numbers 4, 16, and 28 is either a D sharp or an E flat. The numbers 7, 19, and 31 is either an F sharp or a G flat. The numbers 9, 21, and 33 is either a G sharp or an A flat. And the numbers 11, 23, and 35 is either an A sharp or a B flat. These are all the numbers for the pitches. Now, let's talk about how to read the pitches in sheet music. You will need to have another piece of paper. If you don't have one, please pause this CD. Now before we begin, make sure to leave at least 2 inches on the left side of the paper, so you will have room to write in some letters. Let's start by drawing 5 horizontal lines across the page that are at least 2 inches apart. You may pause this CD as you do this. Next, before each line, we are going to write in some letters. Starting at the bottom line, write in the letter E, just to the left of the line. Next, move up one line. And just before this line, write in the letter G. And now, move up to the next line, which will be the third line up, and write in the letter B. And move up another line, and just before this line, write in the letter D. And now move up to the top line, and just before this line, write in the letter F. So starting from the bottom line, you should have the letters E, G, B, D, and F, which can be remembered by every good boy does fine. Anytime you see a note on one of these lines, it tells you what pitch it is. Now in between the lines are spaces where you can see the face of the paper. So go back to the bottom line and above the E, write in an F. Anytime a note is above the bottom line, it is an F. Next, move up to the space above the G. And in this space, write in an A. Then, move up above the letter B. And in this space, write in the letter C. And in the last space above the D, write in the letter E. Now, just before each space, starting from the bottom, you should have the letters F-A-C-E, which spells face. Now at the start of each line in sheet music, if you see a number sign on either a line or a space, this means every note that is found on the line or space is a sharp. And if a lowercase b is found on a line or space, this means every note on the line or space is flat. Now, let's go over how to put in the pitches. In the previous track, you learned how to assign phonetic spelling to a time value. The final step is to put in a comma, then the number for what pitch you want. So with your cursor in between the left and right brackets, let's do the word la and assign it to the low C, so put in L, A, O, then a left angle bracket, then the number 500, then put in a comma, then the number 1, then a right angle bracket. When you have deck talk speak, you will hear la. Now, keep what you have, and let's put in another la, only this time let's put it at middle C. So once again put in L, A, O, then a left angle bracket, then the number 500, then a comma, then the number 13, then a right angle bracket. Now when you have deck talk speak, you will hear la la. Now, let's put in a high C. So once again, put in L, A, O, then a left angle bracket, then the number 500, then a comma, then the number 25, then a right angle bracket. And when you have deck talk speak, you will hear la la la. And let's put in the last C found in the high octave. So put in L, A, O, then a left angle bracket, then the number 500, then a comma, then the number 37, then a right angle bracket. Now when you have deck talk speak, you will hear la 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 la. Once you put in a pitch, deck talk will stay on that pitch until you enter a different one. In other words, if you enter a time value and you don't put in a comma followed by a pitch number, deck talk will stay on the previous pitch. This is the end of this lesson track.